So yeah, like how basically they all like one society for real, but they are separate in different types of culture sex. And organization. Yeah.
Yeah, they call it sex, S-E-C-T-S. So the sex are sections. Everyone got some kind of like body part. You know what I mean? Like somebody got a five star. Somebody got a 6 star. What they did was they used a 7 star. But they're not telling the people that that's what they're using. So it could still be like listening to them might not get you present unless you know where they're at to be present. The Most High always kept us present. So in that ability, everything should still be on that accord. Now, of course, when it becomes religion, it makes it not. So that's why some of us can create past, and now that's the present. And since we knew about the Moors are the actual Moors. Because, you know, you got different sects of Moors.
Yeah.
When the Canaanite Moors came out, that was a Zionist Canaanite Moors. And so it was like they saw it, but then they were tainted because they came out of Canaanite energy. Once Noble Drew Ali came in, he saw what they were doing. He brought the Blue Lodge and the Red Lodge together versus having them separated. And what I mean by that is he went to New Jersey. Now, this is right after he made a connection to get the actual flag. And we call it the banner.
Yeah.
So when he did that, he went beyond the New Jersey's Zionist Canaanites and then went to Chicago and reestablished the actual foundation.
And then Du Bois had something against somebody who they were going at it or something.
Yeah, there was a dispute on how do they know Noble Drew Ali is like say the official. See what I'm saying? But this is where we get like how the Canaanites have the word Zionist in it. So you're talking about a 6-point star. When he came with the flag, it became a 7. As in a 7-point star. And we don't say the 7-point star though. We end up saying it's the 7th seal. And if you look at it.
And they want to say the 7 from the. They part of that 7 and the dollar bill and shit.
Now, the reason why that came up is because the Masons found a way to play with that same 7 and created a shadow 7. That's why you still see the seal. But the seal was not supposed to have a full circle. It's supposed to have the bricks between it, the 1, 2, 3, 4. And those bricks between it lets you know it's 4 pillars to the 7. So, in other words, 4 is a secret just like 7 is a secret. But if you add it together, you got 11. So, it was between having the 7 and having the 4. I'm going to show you the symbol right quick.
It's called I am a harm.
So, this is the seal, and it had that 1, 2, 3, and 4, like it was north, south, east, and west. Now, if you look at it, this is the same thing globally. Like, everybody's using that seal. Like, if you look around the world, this is the ice glacier around us. So, it was a knowledge of the map, and how do we see that map? I know he saw that. Let me see. Let's go over there and see what we saw.
You saw that?
Oh, you saw that. So, what he came back was is put the tassels on the tabush. They call it a
fez.
Yeah,
bring up what we talking about in the other episode.
Yeah, they call it a fez.
Mm-hmm.
So, they wanted to cripple the knowledge. They didn't want to keep you gaining and knowing the knowledge. Because once they said, just like if ye are gods, and that gives you the fruit, between the choose of good and evil, you'll be amongst the gods if you know it's not just good and evil. Let's say you do bite the fruit. Let's say you don't die. When they were saying you'll die, you surely die if you eat this fruit. But now if you ate it, you'll be amongst the gods. So when they said you surely die, most people took that literally. But it was saying you'll be amongst the gods, like as if they're saying you're dead. So that's how the word got transcripted, like transliterated. So you get an idea, the 7 is basically upside down, like a temple. So So this was not only a sign, it was a sigil. And so this is your, this is like, so let's say this is your third step to the seven versus your first step to the seven. If you step to a seven, it'll be like this. That was an L shape, not an actual slant shape.
Right.
Now, if I put it as sand coming down, you can see the cone shape seven. And that's where you get still your slant seven. But now it's like, how can I make that slant same thing, but now in bricks? So that came down to wetting it up, making blocks, and now knowing how to put them together without having it being blocked, but now slanted. So these are phases of the bricks and how the bricks became the land on the bricks. No, bricks on the land. So building, we were builders. We were mound builders, not pyramid builders, mound builders. But it became a point of where did the word pyramid come from? That's pyramid, pyramid. So it's dealing with pyrite, it's dealing with the fire, it's dealing with the Leo energy, and how the constellation will change from the Leo, Virgo, because that's the end, going back into the beginning again. There's a shadow
seven.
That's why
that lion was the Sphinx.
Yes. And so the lion is really a lioness and not a lion. What he found out is they switched the man from the woman. In other words, the woman was first. They created a man being first. The dollar bill shows it because it's a man in front of, well, there's a man on the front of the, like if it was a book, it'd be a man on the front while he got the two seals on the back. But if you close it, it's a fold. Now it's a book. They call it a note on it, but it's like a book in your hand because it's a square. Thank you. Nah, seriously. If you put it in your pocket,
it's a notebook.
Like a notebook, yeah. So now you got notes in your pocket. And you get, like I said, you get in trouble for passing notes in school. Unless it's the right notes they ask you to pass around. You know what I'm saying? So the seal is the confirmation to say that we put a seal on our stuff. Now, the other thing is, there's the face on the front while the two seals are in the back. Why would he put a wig head on, right? His hair is a wig. And why would he be facing a certain direction? That's one indication of knowing whether you are from the east or the west, like the red or the blue lodge. Mm. Then there's the seven being a shadow. If I saw the shadow, wherever the sun is, it'll cast a shadow, correct? But if you look at the pyramid, it's not on the ground. It's actually having a seal of a seven.
It's only on the under.
Yeah. So you turn it upside down, you can completely see a dark arch of the seven. So this became popular through the Masons to take the same symbol and now change it to fit their scripture. So that's why, like, you get the African Lodge. It became African Masonic Lodge. And they didn't sell you that to the rest of the people. But if I said I come from another continent and I come here, then I need to have something governing me, like an embassy. So now if you think about it, the same thing as the embassy would be the same thing as your seals. Like somebody's in charge of you, but it's the how it's governed by it. You know how to let it be a govern to you, then you can use those seals. So what we got? A pyramid. And we also got the eagle. Where did the eagle come from?
That way you want to...
I don't think that means it came from the Egyptians, right?
Here. Not from Egypt. Eagle not from Egypt. Eagle not from Egypt.
You said the eagle?
Yeah.
Oh, wait.
I'm saying, from that area.
I'm saying like the symbolism. Like,
well, that's how it got changed in front of us. To say that this was original, but... Yeah. If I knew the original, this wouldn't be it.
Right.
Because I would know the difference.
Right.
That's why it had to become an artist's mind, an artist's eye. And that's why the eye is above that pyramid. It's a rejected stone, but it's the cornerstone. It's the one to see at this highest peak. Just like gray between black and white. It's gray. It's like deadly. Like a snake. So the lion is an appearance of... changing, metamorphing, becoming one who passed through death and now see life. And that's where the snake was put in the head. But they're not going to do all of that on a dollar bill. You figure out everything they're talking about. Be like, oh, this came from Kemet. But at the same time, they using the eagle that came from Mexico. And using the olives. They give you still the symbols, the olive and the olive branch. Who's that but you, olive-skinned person? That's the green, that same jade. They call the jade people. So these jade people or the Nagas is another example of how navigation was the first exploration. Then it was, where you from? I might not know how to get there. I might need to navigate first to know where you're at, to say where you're from. That's why they were always saying, it ain't a matter of where you're at, where you're from. Or it ain't a matter of where you're from, it's where you're at. Reversing that scenario conversation. So the dollar bill is an explanation to a beginning, a middle, and an end. Now, if I fold the dollar, pull the dollar out. What's up? Just like I got, it's a book. This is your square. That's your triangle. There's your circle.
Because the shadow is really now on the ground.
It's blatantly there, but it's benign to us because it's our culture. And because we don't see it, we don't pay attention to give it recognition. When it's clearly there. That would be saying our set is 6, 7, 8, and 9. The 10th house is the waking up from the shadow house. That's why it become 11 as Aquarius.
You say 11 is what?
Huh? The waking. That's Aquarius.
Oh, that's funny because I'm a deacon.
Is it funny?
I'm a deacon 3 Gemini, which is Gemini Aquarius, and I'm lifetime 11, so it's all in alignment. So, oh no, I'm about to fall. I'm about to fall.
I'm not an issue.
Definitely about to fall. Flying up the phone. You get enough for me. Yeah. I hold this part down.
So you seeing the 7? You seeing the book? That's a square, right? So it went from triangle, circle, and it was a square. When you unfold it, it's now 8. Without saying this is 8. But remember, this is flat and it's also straight line. So there's no curves in thinking 8. Yeah, if I put this with that, it's still symbolically at 8. The 1 is
y'all
in the
middle. Chills over here, Marissa.
Creating 9.
Already. Y'all was like, whoa.
So they got 6, 7, 8, 9 so without even calling it. Like,
you know. Wow.
And you got the stars. So that's 5. And then they use
it
in 6.
It reduced the stress. Six. Yeah, it reduced the stress.
Up and down. 6. So there's your insomnia. 5 star, so 6 in the shape, 7 is that, 8 is the whole thing, 8 plus that 1 is 9. So you get 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. But it comes off based off the 4. Your 4 corners are your 1s. Go back to 2. You got the 1 pyramid, right? And the 1 eagle, that's 2. And you got him, that's 3. Now, if I was to do like the Mad Magazine, yeah. Mad Magazine, they have you do stuff like you look at the book or the magazine, they'll say, do this. And then they'll have you slowly kind of like.
You know, from the Mad Magazine, that's the throwback right there.
Yeah, it's the ancient throwback. This is where the Masons became Freemasons.
With the mirroring.
Yeah. Because you'll see things you ain't never seen. You can say, yeah, like put this together. Mm-hmm. And basically, that's a boat.
Yeah,
keep
Congress.
Unrolling it, and you see him coming out the yoni. So he's basically in the middle of the boat. They call it the Benu, or the Benben.
The Benben.
Which is the cherub. So he got him, he got your scales right here, and he got the key. And he got the pyramid, which is a Masonic pyramid, so that's the apron.
Yeah.
All right in front of him. Then they got the shield right there. So this is him creating his seal with himself as a lion, but he's a lioness because he got the hair trying to be feminine. And then you got the temple where we come from, and Anu is written there, but it says Anuit. So they even changing the word Sueptis. A new temple, a new corporation, Nuevos.
Hello.
Ordo Sacrum, New Hello? World Order.
Hello.
If I put a line right here, so it'll be, like, if I put a line here and I go down and make a pyramid upside down, like it's a pyramid here, the two triangles, the star David, the star of, mega star, the star of David. If I do this, it's going to say M, what is it? M, A, S, O, and N. All that's there, Mason. So this actually tell you it's Mason. You actually got a Mason dollar in your hand. That's how this is Monopoly. And the way I can show you is how he's facing.
Like, nobody accepted anything.
How long do you think that video should be? Like 15 minutes? No.
Keep it short. God. It's always nice to keep it light and sweet. Yeah. You never want to have thick blood. Like, you want to just be light. Two and a half.
On Wednesdays, you're allowed to come in there.
Yeah.
But like, every other day, it's 25.
Just like a quick punch. Yo, my name is such and such. I've been doing this for this long. This is what this does. And
now, put on that story.
A lot of my family and my friends.
This is like Noble Drew Ali, but not telling us. And then going that they secretly did a Masonic thing, but it's called a Mason, not a mother and son. So this is how they took Ma out and created themselves by the seals that they created. The oval and the circle. Now, why did I say that? I'll help you out if you don't see it.
Okay. Yes. Gotcha. I'm about to head out.
Hold on. It looked like this what you were saying, though.
You see the four seals? They're taking that seal, putting themselves in between it. So what is seven?
It's been about 4 years now.
If he's in between, what is seven?
I can't wait.
Okay, who is seven, I should say?
These drinks be dripped out with diamonds.
You don't know? Exactly. I'll help you out.
It really, I'm telling y'all. This
I got one more
boys. Gold.
It's diamonds and gold.
Diamonds and gold.
I'm not lying. I promise you. Like, you'll see.
Inshallah.
I'm smelling like y'all over here now. I'm just smelling me. I'm like,
One, two, three, four, five, six, and there's seven. He's the seventh one.
Hey, yo, you got
so
a
they
good,
made Jesus you know, the seventh part. Seven, and then there's six on one side and six on the other. Man has to know himself as being 12. Woman has to know that she has 13 cycles. How did man come into existence?
Gotta be your butt, huh?
Yeah, you know it.
You went through.
I'm still eating it up.
Hello?
And they got the seven seals as Mary. Of the Mary has the seven seals.
I know they were
the
talking
gospel.
About the mirroring in here.
Said, the gospel? The gospel of Mary? I didn't even know she had a book.
I know she had to have a book.
But that,
like,
yeah, how do we not hear her story?
Like her story.
Come on.
Not during when she had them. What happened after? Like, stop playing.
And then they say you hallucinating because your child died. So that's how that worked.
Yeah.
It made her. Now, why did they do that with Batman and the Joker?
Yeah.
And Batman and Joker,
they died
brothers.
For real.
They're twin brothers. The
I
woman
knew
that connected to her was supposed to be the one that died in Salem. So they made her crazy and put her in there. I was like, wow, they do a whole bunch of. I remember Batman, he was like. Supposed to be his mama and daddy died in front of him, and he supposed to be all he went dark on everybody. Mm-hmm. But he was doing it as a dark knight. Knight is what? A noble? Or you saying knight as in the day?
That's
change.
What creeps me out about Batman. Batman is like a really violent hero.
Exactly.
That
so
is
if you
wild.
Look back,
like,
who beat Superman?
What is Batman?
Batman. But how he beat him?
Being violent?
It's called white power. He ain't got no power. What power he got? What he got? He got skill? What he got skill? What he got? He got some. He got. What he got? He got the little.
Huh? He's the Dark Knight.
Dark Knight. Dark Arch to the Knight. Knight is Freemason.
Dark Knight.
I can show you.
No, I know.
All right, I'm gonna show you how
we're talking about it with the flags,
yeah,
bro, right? With the flag.
On this one.
Yo, so this Tribute Tuesday, is it like, do they give out bud for free or something? Or are we all about
for free? Well, you need some?
Get tripped?
I got some bud. What do you mean? I got some bud.
But
it ain't my bud, it's good bud. Here, I'll just show you. I can let you smell it too.
I love Eternal, man.
Yeah, I got some butt. Yeah, what? What's wrong with it?
Trippy amount.
Damn, Eternal, this is crazy.
What's crazy?
Eternal, you don't smoke this stuff.
I know, but some people give it to
that's
me.
That's what's
and
crazy.
Like,
oh,
okay, smell it.
I'm thinking,
chill.
This
is me working with.
This is chill.
It smells.
I know. I need something on my nose. I'm holding somebody. Yeah, I'm holding. Leave. I'm like,
12 to 13.
You don't know what he doing with that.
Grandmaster, architect,
you know what I'm saying?
Knight.
Eternal, you don't fuck with this.
It's a dark knight right there.
I don't know about that.
So you're getting your 6 and your 7. When they did 7 plus 5, please, brother. 7 plus 5, you still got 12, right? So they said 3/5 man.
Yo, everyone gets a couple
and then
like
once
on Trippy
no.
Tuesdays?
Damn.
Wait, it's Tuesday?
Yeah.
It's Tuesday, so she's about to start.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So only the special ones get
the cup?
Why might as
well just kick back?
The special ones get the cup?
How
does Trippy Tuesdays work, Eternal? Tell
that,
me.
That's it, man. $5 to get in, and then you basically can purchase. They'll have a table set up with shrooms
and
everything.
Let's
start at 7? I think it's at 8. But it'd be coming in.
How much is that? It's crazy.
I might do my song tonight.
You getting in for
I might, you know what? I might as well.
You ain't had shrooms yet?
I never had
shrooms. I sell shrooms. I got some if y'all need some.
Yeah, I never had shrooms.
Today really? Might be the day, man.
I don't. I mean, I'm good with my weed.
Nah.
I mean, look at all that weed I got.
Stop being scary,
like,
man. You the main one trying to be high.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Go ahead and be high. Go ahead and be high for real, man. Go be high for real, man. Look at him.
I'm good. I'm not ready for that.
And then it goes from here, 14 to 25. See how they got these different names up there? Mm. So the Dark Knight, remember, day is the actual nationality. So when they created Batman, they gave him a day man, but gave him a Dark Knight man concept. So remember, he's like Bruce Wayne during the day.
Are you bringing her up here?
And then now he's the Dark Knight
during
the night. But now he gets to be basically Wapanet. Or he could be
Prince of Jerusalem.
And Jerusalem is Jerusalem. They take the J. They switch the J. It was the H. So they had to take your stuff and make it a benign thing out of your culture. And this is how they did it. Yes. Ninth arch. So there's the baby being born without calling it. Ninth would be just like a page. Page is 10. This is where the Mystery House 9, 10, 11, and 12 really have an issue. We can't figure it out. Because we went from birth to now the baby came out. How did the baby come out? All right, I got it for you. One night, King and Queen went into the castle. Out came three the next day. What happened?
Somebody was gone. What?
Let's do that again. One night, a King and a Queen went in the castle. Out came three the next day. What happened? Baby is not, they had a baby the next day. That's not the answer. This is happening the next day. That'll be too fast.
So what happened?
All right, so let's do it again. Look, one night a king and a queen went into the castle. Out came three the next day. What happened?
Damn, you don't get that. No, I'm kidding. I don't know.
Somebody
had to... Oh, hit somebody's car. Oh, don't pull off. Don't pull off. They
in
there. They in there.
Damn.
At least it ain't that bad.
Damn.
Crack
on,
crack.
Hey,
look at him. He's smiling. He's like,
I'm about to get paid. Yeah,
he ain't hurt myself.
Yeah, crack
so
on,
he
crack.
He said,
you ain't even hurt mine.
He said,
yeah.
White man get out the car like, smile.
We don't ever smile when they, we're like, crack, nigga. What you just, oh. You're right.
You can dusting
shit
his
off.
Shit off. He like,
yeah, ain't do nothing to mine. Look, so what I'm saying, what I'm saying is, just like, did you know nationality wise, we got Ali, L, Bay, Day. Yeah, mm-hmm. Ali, L, Bay, Day, and Dan.
As insurance guy.
Day represents like the day, but it's also D E Y, not D A Y. To play out on the mind is called Dia, D-I-A. Dia is a feminine name for the time frame, right? So they had to change it. Make it Dio. Dio is masculine, right? So just like in Dio or in Dia, they created these like people through nationality and not knowing that they were a part of this nation concept. So when I say day, D-E-Y, just like night, they created a bunch of nights. And we wouldn't know it, just like I gave you that riddle. I said, one night, a king and a queen went into the castle. Did you watch my fingers or you listen to what I said?
One night.
That's night. How it become a riddle in the mind, and we don't know that there's a different way of its meaning being said. And this how it became Freemason. They was able to hide it in plain sight. You look right at it and still don't know what you. Somebody might be telling you, still don't know what's going on.
So this commander of the black and white eagle. What's
up? See? Now you know about the eagle. And the eagle's where? I just showed you. It's on your dollar bill.
Yeah.
Which is in Mexico. So why would they talk about something way over there if this is about talking about Africa or something? Matter of fact, not one of these things say nothing about Africa on not one of those ranks.
Is any of these... It's like the evil. Is that connected with the Phoenix man?
What?
That's not yours? Whose is this?
That's Malachi.
That's pepper.
Pepper?
I don't mess with
Malachi.
Pepper. That's hot pepper.
Oh. Can I get a hot blanket, please?
Hot blanket. No, I ain't got no blanket but one.
Yes, sir. I need that. Nice little gray blanket. So can you draw?
Do I draw? Yeah, I could. I mean, I could do something.
Oh, I mean, you can carve great. Yeah. So, I mean, I was just thinking you drew.
It's hard to put the pattern on this type of stuff.
Was it a small branch at first or was it kind of thick?
No, yo. It was this thick right here.
Oh, okay.
The whole thing.
So, you know, the difference between George Washington is not him because he's a Westington. He's from a different area. But he had to, like, come in and say that he was a part of some kind of existence. So he had to come a part of the Indians, which is the Indias or the Indios. So he came from up north, bringing it down south as if he's up north. That's why you got George Mason Dixon, not George Washington. George Mason Dixon. Remember from the book I showed you before about how you got zip code? Why they come up with zip codes?
Well, why did they come
up with zip codes? Same thing as area different code. Area codes. Area codes.
So they wanted to label you just like how to say wild. Is wild domesticated? What's natural?
Nature.
Is that the same thing as domesticated?
No.
If I took a flower, took it from one area and put it over here, could I call it domesticated?
Why try to make it seem like that? Because, like, as far as, like, cat-wise, it's a domesticated
That's
cat.
Why I'm giving it to
House
you.
House cat,
now.
Right?
Yeah.
So, trained cat. So, it ain't natural.
To make it seem like it's not natural, which just like wild.
So like a tamed.
There you go. And that's how we would say that tame to untamed is wild. So y'all start acting wild. Basically, y'all start acting like Indians. Which they say, stop acting like wild Indians. Put the whole word together. But that whole word was coming from chiefs. People who are the indigenous side were chiefs to that side. Just like Powhatan. It was only one chief. It was not a whole group of people. Chief Powhatan was one man. Every family has a chief in it, but we don't call it out like that. That's why we kind of like took the hat off our head, or took that military side of ourselves, we took that off and wore that wig. That's why they be wearing the wig. Yeah, nah, it's real.
Nah, yeah.
That's how you get this right here. The ritual of Freemasonry.
So the pharaohs also wore the wig, bro.
Well, let's go there, because you just said that. That's called the farmer.
Had the wig on.
That's called the farmer, not the pharaoh. So the farmer was one who tilled the earth. They were called shepherds. See, we were here the word pre-ra, not just pharaoh. When the name got changed, we also felt that low energy, because they got it in the Bible to make it seem like that's tyranny. And we want tyranny in anybody. It was the idea, if you could farm.
I'm trying to warn you about parking there.
That's it. I hope you guys' car got messed up. Like,
yeah, I saw you smiling about it. He's like, hey, I know you're not even a scratch. Yeah. So he's, all right, easy. The pharaoh, the pre-ra, is like how you see from the bird's eye view, and then also from the cat. Cat is down here at the bottom. This story wasn't to be a story.
So they made the farmer into the pharaoh, and then made him into the... We spoke about this 2 months ago.
Yeah.
And then they made him look like a pharaoh, a tyrant.
So he's a pre-ra, a per-ra. They made one ra of each.
But I mean, could you say that there were pharaohs that were tyrant eternal?
Well, let's go here first.
Because
If we go there, farmers. Yes. If we go there, we have to see how the Masons became one son. One man. They took free ma and son and then made man. Not men, they made man. So they, all these men, they got rid of them and said, this one man is all these men. That's why he's on that dollar bill calling it the one. He didn't put an S next to it, did he? Mm. So what was that meaning? That's a cocky conversation. That's like to say, I'm the only one that exists. And now, I'm going to pass on the dollar bill. What happened after that one? What's the other number?
$2 bill. Oh, no.
Yes, you're absolutely correct. And the $2 bill shows when they created the Freemason as a Independence Day. Right on the back of that one. So they're showing you how the Prince Hall effect, because when I'm talking about Prince Hall, that's where the African Lodge went from. They made a Mason Lodge, and then there's your Freemason. Prince Hall became a part of that.
So why they do that?
Isn't
that low-key like, is that a blasphemy?
It is.
How y'all doing?
Peace, Baba. How you feeling? Peace, respect. Yes, I am. Well,
is it?
To make it a secret, they got to do this brotherly love, the Philadelphia, what? the Philadelphia. So they made brotherly love. So they call it fellowship. Mm. You fell low with this ship concept. Mm. But what is the relationship? By the hand grip. They got certain ways they hand grip each other. They got certain ways they even sing to each other.
Wow.
They got songs for it. They even got ways that they talk to answer and question each other. Another ritual.
What in the...
You notice...
What's the guy's
name? Peace.
What in the Ed Sheeran?
If they blindfold.
That's what you look like, Ed Sheeran.
This is your Google. Gmail. This is right there. Your Gmail is that.
That's crazy. That is Gmail.
This is the same thing they put on the apron. So it's like an envelope.
Because I put my hands.
And if you think about the letter or the melon, remember, mail is what? It's just paper, or is it a bean? See how I did that? So when they let her, lettering, they start lettering her in. And that's where the spell started. Mm. Making space and making time out of the symbols and sigils that where it's constantly now, it's in your face. It's in your face. So they use that trouble to do building. So they'll use symbols to say, okay, if you have a gavel, if you have this trowel, you'll be a part of the Masons.
So that would be like the feminine version of like the symbolism of like from the Eve, Adam and Eve, the Virgo being the master structure, right. So the prime material. So to bring it to life.
And there's your pharaoh.
There you
and
have
your
different aspects of life.
Right. So the farmer was one of the agriculture. They made them food, clothing, and protector. You're like, wait a minute. They took out the agricultural person, which is also connected to the engineer person.
Right.
The engineer would be your part to the machine side, so you could do the agriculture that won't have you break your back.
Right.
But they got you doing food, clothing, and shelter. So now, who's the protector again? It can't be
of the land.
Okay, there we go. And that's how they start doing that. Making the 3-pointed, 6-pointed star on everything. And use 3 candles or use 3 knocks to make it still connect to 9. And don't tell everybody else, we're using 3, 6, 9. So they're symbolically giving you music, 3, 6, 9. But they ain't telling you it make you sick in that word. The first part of that word is muse. But the first part of that word is mood.
As first an part idol, of that word muse is, as an idol or to copy.
So that's a muse. Now, why do we got a museum?
Or to let them do something to you.
That's
pretty much. Because I'm thinking about muse as in like makeup artists. They're like, I need a muse. Mm-hmm. And then they'll use you.
Right. Muse is a point of saying a different tone of how you feel. And then even when you stop talking, you're what? Muted, right? Take the E-T off, it's mutt. So a man's best friend is a mutt. Or a dog. And that's not really what it
Dang,
is.
Dang, you know what I just looked at? I looked at the Chinese zodiac. Mine is a dog.
Oh, you're the dog.
Yeah. Which was 11, which is 11, which is the 11th year.
Cool.
11th and that's year? My life path. Mm. All I did was look up 1994, just period. I ain't do all the other birthdays, but when I looked it up last night, it said dog, and then it said 11.
You want to still look in the future, too. Because that'll keep you present. Mm. Like, I'm now the rabbit, year of the rabbit. Mm. Last year was the year of the tiger. Mm. But next year is the year of the dragon
and then
which
the
is after that is the snake. Mm-hmm. But if you look at it, they got patterns to it. Look at yours. See if what was happening 10 years back. Is that on your track? Or is it the other, mm-hmm. side of this Western, cosmic astrology that comes from that Asian side? This is why they dog man. Look at him. Don't he look like he's dogged up?
Come look.
He got no shirt on. He got his pants rolled up.
That's like the fool.
He got his eye. There you go.
Fool and terror.
So we're creating that fool in a lot of our people. So to say, you could trust these people in the room. But then when they put a blindfold on them, somebody put a knife behind your back and say, now you got to trust me. So now I got to trust you, but you sticking a knife behind my back. So it changed your whole molecular structure of how you feel by getting dogged. And so this is how you became a partner to this kind of a occult thing without knowing. And if you really look at it, see that rope? It's like he's being a pet. Pet represents Pata. Pet also represents Peter. So that's where you hear Peter as Peter Pan, Peter Parker. And then there's the other side, petrified wood. So he's basically a phallus being standing right
here. Peter Piper.
Yep. So Peter Piper became a part of why he blowing through a rod. That's his phallus. Confirmation. But this was a part of how you got into the apprenticeship. And it was handshakes for that. So those levels of you down here, you right here, you up here. So they'll dominate you and say, hey man, how you doing? And then try to get that thumb higher than yours. You're like, what you doing? You doing that to me? What is this, thumb wrestling? Where do you think thumb wrestling came from? Now, you said about Abraham Lincoln. There's his hat. Now, why did Abraham wear a hat and not George?
Abracadabra.
There you go. It said Abraham. So Ab-Ram. It was the Ba and the Ram. Ba is the body. Ram is the head, like she said over here. head to now the bar body. Changed it around, you got abra, and then you put ham up there. You talking about ma backwards.
Oh, I just said that last night. All right, so I said this. Because we're looking at ham, some anyways,
yeah,
ham.
Be fruitful.
So then what I do, I drew the H, right? I said, this is still the 11.
Uh-huh.
And this is still, the H is still, ham is still, I said, this is still, okay, so ham, when you look at it backwards, it's still ma. The yeah. H is like that silent. When you still look at the H, it's still, you can do home because the H and then the middle path. But as it's going this way, you're looking at it as the unk going in this way. Mm. So this will be the line going in. So what I did, I drew the H and then I drew the circle. You got to know your circle to know your square. So I did the H right here. And then I drew the A, that was the H. And then the O went around, right? So I drew the O as the dot in the middle. Mm. And I took it all around. The H, and then the M started from the point of the first top of the H, and then I boom, and then it went back to the middle, which is that point, and then drew up to the other point, M, and then I go back to the middle right here, and then go over a half a circle, and that's the E. So it's still spelled home, as in ma, as in key, Venus, and I don't know, I broke it down real good, like, but that was what I got from ham. Mm.
No, you're real. Because ham is that missing key to how do we separate it and became being fruitful.
I think I was looking at it because as it had the ham structure, I had connected because I was looking at Nubian. So the man in Africa said, oh, we don't call the Egyptians Africans. We call them Nubians.
Mm-hmm.
So
you get
if you was to go over there with the brown, they'll call you, oh, you're a Nubian.
Right.
You're not African. Like, so then they had the dark Nubians, and then they had the brown ones.
Which they call them in another continent, Morescos.
Mm.
So you see that the tan.
Like Moros or, I don't know, but
within
I just...
In Mauritania, you see a lot of this connection. That's how you
like
still
a Martian,
the word Moors.
Or...
Martians are still Moors. Mm-hmm. They created and began...
Oh, Mars.
Start with that word.
Because
yeah.
Mars, they said Atlanteans came from Mars. Or no, they said Lemurians came from Mars. And then they were doing some type of experiment. And actually that Akadua energy comes from Atlanteans. That's what the Toltec said.
Let's get off topic, but on the same type of vibe.
Oh.
Aleister Crowley. How you say his name?
No.
Aleister Crowley,
you,
yeah. Aleister Crowley.
Like, okay, so what do you mean?
Lamb.
Like, feel free to ask. So like,
Aleister Crowley, now?
Lamb.
Oh, lamb. Yes, lamb.
What's your take
goes
on that?
Deeper than, like,
well, this is...
Well, how do you even feel? How do you even feel about it?
We can get deep now.
It's
just
like
to this
when I got into
like,
it over the weekend,
like
it was basically like breaking down.
It's like basically most people listen when they find out it's
with
the
summoning
connection to
lamb.
Them. So me saying home,
which is
extraterrestrial. Leo rules Venus,
right?
So Venus is the real
yeah.
moon, which is the
and it was
heart
like
ruling the
his
love.
Being
so
of
this
like
has to
being
be
satanic
chakra.
Was to
so
have the power
at,
to
I just pretty much
embody
home
or
as an
harness.
ET.
Harness, yeah.
So they would look at the Venus
that energy
being
with
foreign,
the
extraterrestrial. Like love being foreign to here.
So I'm like
so much hate here. So as long
is
as
it,
okay,
is it
so Leo
wrong,
is ruled by what?
Or is it
what, Leo wait, so Leo is a mother.
Okay, so you picked up Malachi's in Europe, right?
Leo is
huh?
basically
you was picking that book
the,
up, right?
No.
I mean, you was looking at it, right?
Yeah.
They
well,
want to comfort
just as much
you.
As he knew
to,
about the Emerald
like,
Tablet,
you know,
so
sure
did Gerald Manson.
Right. Like, they're the, like,
so
the mother.
That would be the Tomahawk
so
that found out just
like
as much as he
of
had
the
that
cancer,
information.
The cancer will be the moon.
But his information
Venus
is about
the other side of the moon.
Sex to create this intimate body. Just like how we had Jesus.
It's not the real moon.
He wanted an ultimate body to come through.
So,
but he has to have
Taurus,
sex with women.
Libra
and
spermulator.
So it was the idea of
Venus,
making
which
sex
is the
magic
twin
exist.
Of love and career.
So 666
so
became like proton, electron,
Egypt
neutron.
Is pointed towards the
but
Leo
that was like the limited.
That's for a
777
Leo
is what
Alistair
Crowley picked up.
So what we had the Sphinx.
When we're really
Egypt,
888,
we had the body of
it's
a
the
Virgo.
Strands that
Virgo
finally ran back into
structure.
Itself again.
So to structure yourself,
he
then
he wasn't off, part of the but he wasn't right. He wasn't off what so he was doing, but he wasn't right at what he was doing. Remember, he's Tommy. So he went too far into his own way of demising it.
It was
and bringing 50 girls in and seeing if he could just do them all.
So I think
now you're going to hit this higher power. And like, that's not how you... You're doing it all wrong anyway. But it's from looking at it in an external view, not an internal.
That's exactly what you mean.
When we see those pictures, we don't know what we're looking at until it's being shown.
So you can look at it.
Like, there's this hammer. He got the compass, the hammer. Basically, that's the square. So he got the hammer and the square, the gavel and the square, they call it. And the hammer represents like a banner. So this is why Nobody really had to see this and say, oh, we ain't doing this gay stuff. How many people in the room?
Three.
One night, a king and a queen came in. So this is your three people right here. See, they ain't give you a riddle just so you wouldn't know it. It's familiar in a lot of other stuff. And that's what was Masonic. They passed it around to the Ma and the Sun, to where it was riddled all the way down to the Sun, all the way back up to the Ma. And so how did you look at it? Was from hat, right? One who's standing to one who's kneeling. So this is the sitting bull.
So
this is the standing bull. But this is the whole idea to have fellow craftsmanship. The craft was K, not C, but it created a C in the craft. So this is not a boat anymore, but it's a skill that they created.
All right, so who I am, secretly. I'm a projector.
So now that's how they're building, putting the hand on the book.
Pretty much born
with the compass and the square. And now you got
to
bow and pray and, you know, you got to make a solemn, solemn truce to something. So you basically feel low, like you fell low. That's why I said we don't fall.
So you can either...
That's a trip. That's an autumn,
down,
but it's not a fall.
Right?
And when they created that in our ways of saying seasons, we're saying it to ourselves.
So
when the ball and
on
so-called fiscal year
angle,
drops,
if there's an
that
angle,
ball is falling.
There has to
but we're
be
celebrating a fall.
A circle,
see what I'm saying?
Now we have
get out the ritual,
angles,
bro. That's all I'm saying. Get out the
so
ritual.
90.
Get your tail
angle
out there.
That's
so
at a 90
they call
angle
a perfect ashler or a rough ashler.
Are on the other
these
side
are people.
Here,
but this is
90
also how they were
so
building the brick.
You see the circle.
So they have a perfect temple.
Because 490.
So they wanted you to be smooth.
So when we're
but,
looking at as
like
hell,
gay, but I ain't telling
or
why
as above below, they tried to say
when
that
we wear the
we
hat,
it's
like the ringleader.
Hell, but they're strictly talking about our carbon
now you see this
skin.
I guarantee
right
you saw this so many times
so
on Dragon Ball Z.
When they say,
just didn't know that's what you were
so
looking
they,
at.
What they try to do is flip
from Piccolo,
the 90 degree
Vegeta,
angles from a 9 to
Goku,
a 6. So
everybody, whoever was fighting.
Six,
Jake,
six, six.
They were
Mason
showing you
nine,
a Mason move
nine,
in there without
nine
telling the world. But
in
they told the world. That means it's hitting in plain sight.
So this,
everybody
right
can get
here,
the idea of what it
so
is. But
you
if you ain't
H,
got this book
right
and look through it like this or in their lodge, you won't know what you're looking at.
So now
you just look at it as a story without a legend.
Of the matter is that the circle is in the middle because we know that the 90-degree angle, the 4 points, is already hitting.
Right, and that's how they could
H
jump in. Because your body be low. Right?
Here,
your body's low now.
H,
you're
yeah
part of the Boaz.
The O here.
So now Boaz, not Moaz.
And then you would take
now you get Moaz.
Right?
In a
and
different
then
way.
Bring this point here.
You came in and rolled on
right
on a donkey.
So, and then bring it to
and
the
donkey
one
represents
and
Libra. 7 I B Ra Libra.
But we're now we're looking
so
at
so when it became 6 it went
another,
on the earth. 7 is going back up.
Percentage
8 is how you relate
so
to it.
So now we're looking at
so that's
half
infinite
of a 90 degree angle, which was 6.
That's why it was important to
so
learn
they
your
gave
numbers.
Us half of the information.
It was like,
they
oh, we
got to
do some clay making on these people.
Meaning they
so that way they'll never know who they are.
Our darks that represented our carbon in our skin. Mm-hmm. So that's where they're only showing the 60 degree angles from the M.
Remember the
so
movie Eternals?
You have M, and then you mm-hmm take it from here.
That's what they used
H-O
in there, the Reaper.
And M, and then you start from
but
the
this
point.
Reaper was also to
because
cut
the
crop.
Still start from here.
That's why you know they were farmers.
The, you know, the spiral. Cause
and then became pharaohs.
Of.
See the time?
So you take this,
but that's of the
birds.
So this is like a Gemini connection.
E.
It's like a Ma'at connection.
Halfway. So there we
and
go
only
the
wings
point
of Ma'at can be like the hands.
60 degree angle from
so
the M
it's, so
gives
it's Gemini,
us the
my
angle
God
to come in.
Oh my God, Gemini.
It's a symbolic connection to it because both of them
point
tap into Mercury.
So
even though Uranus is the
H
ankles.
So this
of
is
Aquarius
like from even looking
so
at
so all the air signs
this was that
have wings
ET
basically.
phone home connection.
We just don't think of them as a zodiac, and then think of them as wings, as each one being
the ions of all
but
four
Ma'at
corners
represents
of the universe.
The feather. That'd be saying like, this is the feather. Why you think the last Panthers, they had this dude up there with feathered wings on his legs? He got them down here on his ankles.
But when you really get into it, just that simple H holds a lot of letters.
Did you spell lamb out of that?
Huh?
Did you break
home?
Is that
home? So I told her what I did was how I broke it down was we had the H right here first, right? How I got it down.
Really an H.
Okay, so
A B C D E F.
But this is why you said H. Oh, this is the H.
No, I was explaining that H is a H.
But another reason why it's an H too is because you're looking at it from a... All right, so this is how you find out it's an H. Because the H has to do with life and rebirth. So we're dealing with yin and yang.
That's your house.
So this is what this is. So when we're talking about H, when I read something last night, they said that we were born into hell. Or we were born into sin. But they're talking about our color, our carbon. So from hell to heaven is still the H. So from here down, right, hell, and then up, heaven, right? So this, even from these angles, this now has gave us the hidden key of the 90-degree angles. So we already have two 90-degree angles. It's a reflection on this end, and it's a reflection on this end. This is already telling you H was the circle. But we put the circle, obviously, in the middle because it's hidden. So then that's when we create the O. That's already here. It's here. A little O, but we can draw it as a connection as like this, right? Since we're connecting all the 90-degree angles. So when we do this, and now we work with the M. Since it's a line here, it's a line here, and it's a point here, we got to connect the dots. So here to here, here to here, this is still the Freemason when he was talking about the Gmail. It's the connection to the dot in the middle right here with the apron. So now we work with the E. We start from the middle again because E is energy. E is eternal. So in the middle, we're working with the source energy. So we start from here and we drag it along here halfway because it's the E and it's energy. So then we already have home, which is basically without seeing the H for being Ma, like I'm home, is that ET, phone home connection. To the Venus, though. That Venus is what's giving you that 90-degree angle because the V is still the Eve, it's still the Virgo, but it's also still the Lion. That's why the Sphinx was the master structure of the home. So this is the master structure of it, and then the leader will be the outside, which will be the head of basically the head as making it go around. It's the arms. So that's what makes
back to Gemini.
Back to my Venus is in Leo, so that's what brings me home again. And then Ka, Gemini rules the arm, so that's the spirit. And what you see, that's the spirit as an ET connection, extraterrestrial, carbon, angels, intelligence.
Gemini represents 3, Leo represents 5. Put them together, you got 8. So you're still connected by the 8.
Oh, and that 8, that's what I was trying to get to. So the 8 is still here because we're dealing with the yin and yang.
As
the hell.
Below.
Right.
And this is how you know 13 is the, as she keep calling out hell, 13 represents the resurrection.
Which is
back.
The 31 because 31 degrees is still alive. Anything after 31 degrees is dead. So 32 degrees is dead, freezing point 33. Wise.
33
is already dead.
No.
Well, it's
33
not?
Is coming back alive.
Okay, so anyway, 31 is still the reflection of the 13. It's still the 4, which is the universe. So 13. Universe as in the circle of life. Not the cycle, but the circle of life. Because circle and cycle is different. One is without knowing, and one is with knowing.
That's your Caduceus and your Pingala. So what she was explaining was life and death, and how we bit from the tree would be like learning your Shoshuna. How do you tap back into your highest point of your brain? So that's just like going into a pyramid and being in the center of
Kundalini.
That's it. And so, as we were saying with the 4, there's 4 tekens here, 4 pillars to your tekken. Same thing what we did with the circle.
Yeah.
We saw the circle, it had 1, 2, 3, 4. Lines, this is the same thing as 1, 2, 3, 4 pillars.
the Tekken is Tekken new. Once you know it,
is it?
Or technology, but yeah, it's the original one.
Yeah, the original electronic. Yeah, the original electronic. Mm-hmm.
So now you see one who has the.
Ooh, what'd you call it? Tekken new.
Tekken new.
So it's the technology in you.
That's why I said Tekken new. When you look at new, that's you, new being.
Mm-hmm.
You're being new being.
But that's why they got the N.
Got the dollar.
My dollar.
That's why they got the N, but as an IN, oh, man, but they didn't the need it. Oh, shit.
Nubians?
Exactly.
Yeah,
it does. Because Nubians is the new beings.
Catch it
up. New beings is like the new birth, the rebirth.
The dog had to actually wake people up. So the dog went like this, like the lion did. Woke people up, okay. Getting them out of the grave.
You don't got paper.
So one who knew the dog is like a star. So that's how you get dog stars. Same thing here. The crocodile ate from here of your guilt.
Raw, right? No, not raw.
This would be Sebek. Thank you, bro. And they'll tell you Sebek because 8 to 10. 10 would be also Capricorn. 10 would also be Gale and the connection to Sebek. Gale is the Virgo. But when you go under Earth, it's like 6 feet deep. So this is why they did this.
I know what it is.
Why I got another 6 feet under.
Look,
that correlation.
That's why. Because this is the coffin. Mm-hmm. So they made this like a cylinder. So when we think of five-pointed star, five mean alive. Six means like I'm going through my spirituality. But they didn't say spirituality. They said you're going to depth.
So even
but all right, it's
so
called depth.
So this is what this is. So basically, he says Sebek, right? So when we're hearing Sebek, we're hearing like as a snake, right? So Kundalini, serpent energy, and Bek as in back. Because A, E, I, O, U, it just depends on the frequencies because it's still the same word. Like, just a different frequency. So when we're looking at this, the 1, 2, 3, and then Sebek will be the 4. Sebek's will be the middle path of your higher self. So it separates the lower from the, because it's still the 4 and the 4. So 4 will be life, and then the other 4 will be the death. So the coming back or the rebirth.
Yeah, bro, take this
coming
inside.
Into your back. So halfway up your spine. This will pretty much represent the vertebrae or the chakras of your spine. But right there in the middle will be that crocodile. You can pass 4, but if you don't get past that 4th, you fall back down. You are able to get past the crocodile that can get you, then you can go up to the higher level.
So does that correlate with 666 like we were saying earlier? Or you
so it correlates. It does. It does, because what the spine is protecting is the energy. And that energy helps you get to your crown chakra, which is your intelligence. And the angels are the intelligence. The extraterrestrials, how they say it, we've been with... extraterrestrials or aliens have been with us since the beginning of time. The beginning of times is it's been on our skin. Mm-hmm. Have you seen Spider-Man with Venom? That black goo or that be in the movies, that's straight carbon. That's straight intelligence, pure intelligence. And some people can't really think that, oh, how can just a black blob of blackness be intelligence? But once you, it's like being taken over by darkness and somebody's so dark but as above, so below dark, as in low vibrational dark, they can get controlled by negative spirits. So think about if it's a high vibrational spirit, then you're being encoded in high intelligence.
So would you say that because in Venom they were saying how beings like him came from like another planet, and from that planet they were all competing with each other and everything? That
we're always competing with each other, aren't we?
Yeah.
So it's just like, how do we look at ourselves compared to the Venom? Like, we can be our own worst enemy at times.
I mean, that too, but when you were saying, I forgot what name you said, Atlanteans came from being...
Toltec?
Yeah. Would that correlate?
Yeah, because the Toltec, the Olmec, the Mayans, they were black people.
Mm-hmm.
So... it's all connected. This is the ties from Mexico to here, because we are one people.
Mm-hmm.
One was just on the other side, because like the one who created it pretty much was Sekhmet, which is Ra's daughter. She was the mother of two lands. So she did have two sides to her. From the indigenous to the Mayan.
The east and the west. Immortal and mortal.
Which is the we.
That's your two sides. Delineator and their cosmic side. You look at it, the yin and the yang is masculine and feminine, but you see from the world's view and your personal view. Now, your personal view has the constellations. That's why you see it by stars of why they put the zodiacs there. Then you see in this, you see in the actual zodiacs that they're using, but they downsized it so you wouldn't think that's more global than you're looking at. Like, there's an actual called Dendera.
I thought you said Leo was a Venus planet.
Mm-hmm.
But it says Uranus.
But alright, so Leo is ruled by love. Mm-hmm. So Leo being ruled by love, the planet of love is Venus. So it's that Leo connection, that home is the heart. Because I'm saying that because Leo rules the heart. And the heart has to do with what? Love. So therefore, because when you say I love you, you know, it's a heart. Mm-hmm. So we're talking about, I'm talking about from a body point of view. Yeah. Just like the temples, as this is a temple, you're a pyramid, the pyramids, everything is pointed towards the heart. Even Mayat weighs the scales on the heart, which rules Leo. So it's still that Leo connection. Uranus is still Uranus, right? Still, you know, it's all about how you pronounce it. That's why we got to kind of like play with the words, look at it like Uranus, you're in us. Mm-hmm. Leo is the heart. That's why I'm a Leo and Venus. Leo gives us strength. In order to get over anything, we must be a Leo and Venus. Whether we don't have a Leo and Venus chart, we must use Leo and Venus as a key, as strength. Mm-hmm. So you kind of get that now? And what protects Leo is Cancer. Cancer is the chest, so the rib area that protects the heart to that organ. So you see what I was explaining to her?
What happened?
So she was a little confused because she looked in the book and it said that Leo is ruled by Uranus, and I told her that it's ruled pretty much connection to Venus. But I told her that because I told her, now we're working with planetary. So from...
That's holistic.
So yeah, so I was telling her about Leo ruling the heart. So the heart is still the home. The heart is still... I told her, what's the heart represent? The heart represents love. So therefore, if heart represents love, what planet is ruled by love? It's Venus. And Leo is that motherly, loving energy.
Yeah, because it's in the belly of the beast, they call it. The reason why they even say that is by Mahat purification. How do you purify yourself? You have to go through your first three chakras. When you get there, you're now in the solar and connected to that, how your emotions connect to. So now your heart chakra is in the mind. So from 5 to 6, this is where that starts at. That's why that's there. It's like how you have pillars. That's like... What's the reason for having a building? It's just like sitting in a chair. If you don't know that you're sitting in a chair, the chair
is gonna mess up the smoke, man.
So everything basically consists of four at the beginning. Mm-hmm. If I have a chair I'm sitting in and I put my one foot up, that's like 5 pegs.
No, I'm saying smoking.
If I put my feet down with that chair,
with the wind, that shit is a whole different high.
This is why the Virgo.
That's why we need a big parachute, like elementary school.
Instinct,
and you do like this, they throw it up in the air, and everybody sit in a hot box in a big bubble.
That's actually a good idea.
You'll be knowing your history. Then your sacral chakra, we would be saying, what you scared of? You might not be scared, it might be sacred to you. And you're like, oh,
so when we saying that, how do you light your fire, Leo? What gets you fired up, pretty much?
So by your third, you'll know it because you got a lower instinct and a gut instinct towards that issue. And then you'll be like, oh, I know how to deal with that, because it's going to be in your feelings of how you're dealing with that. And if you're still want more than just the feelings. You get more in the communication towards that feeling. And then that's how you get to be approached in the higher parts of your body. And so when you're in this higher part, you're actually saying, I'm learning my eye, I'm learning my balance. And then you can see it's written right there. Your head is your stellar. Where your second body, because this is your first body. Your second body is your sonar. And then this lower part is your lunar. That's three sections. That's why this is put in two sections, but there's a third section. They usually leave this part out because they don't want you to know about this part. The head, just like Olmec head. But this Olmec head is just like saying the head of knowing this part, where his brain will be thinking the most at. So the woman helped from the beginning. And then there's other things that show us this in the statues. I'll show you one, which is this one. See, the bird now is giving him perception. So from seeing it from the back, now you can see it to the front.
So this is still like Venom being black, the spirit. The bird is the messenger being coated or combined with him naturally. So this is still that concept of him being head. He's headstrong. This would be Aries energy. Aries is the emperor and tarot.
So you're looking at red, yellow, orange.
What? Yeah, this. So this is what you're looking at right here. So when we're looking at this, here we're looking at the bird. The bird has a lot, because in the Egyptian mythology, because this is Egyptian, we're looking at Egyptian or Kemetic. Kem meaning black. Black, the land of black. So when we're looking at this, we're already, without even saying this, we know this is coming from the land of black. Why? Look at it. Look at this.
You see that boy?
It's coming from the land of black. What do you see? Where's it coming from? We're talking coming from what? The root.
You okay taking?
Where's the root?
Information from other.
Okay, but we're also looking at don't.
Yeah.
Because sometimes the.
Yeah.
Because you can cross reference.
Root. We're talking about the whole thing.
If you can't cross reference, it's not truth. If you can cross reference it, then you can see truth. Truth don't just pop up; it always been there.
Man comes.
So now it depends on your perception.
Right?
It's not just a race.
This would be spirit.
Who's running now?
Because in Egypt.
Did you say Egypt?
Yeah, who's running now?
I said commit.
Okay. Oh, you got a statue. Well, I'm showing.
I'm showing her two sides.
Oh, yeah, you got me. You got me right there.
We on record right here.
Oh, okay. So. Right here, so even so, this is showing a connection from the bird to the base.
And that's
this
from
is
Italy.
Carbon. This is carbon in Ramesses. The bird form. Why? Because we're looking at the
that's,
bird.
That's Ramsey
we're
right
looking
there.
At and, yeah. And comedic.
Oh, I got a problem.
Oh, we got to meditate with Ramsey. Today.
Wording.
Ooh, we should do a meditation.
When you say call, that's like the
that's
bird.
What I've been doing so in here for like the first 7 years. I ain't even know I was going that hard in the paint.
It's spirit.
Looking at all the statues and going in.
Mythology.
What?
So, the Ka being spirit or the messenger ruled by Mercury, they're showing you sitting on the throne that the first heir to hit the head.
They made it big for you in there.
Is.
You said your ass.
Spirit.
That's right. Neil Daniel. Neil David. Now you can be Daniel.
Air as in A-I-R and then air as in H-E-I-R, which gives it the royalty. So coming from the womb of the universe, the matrix, the womb, the dark mother. We know it's the dark mother because the base is square, because we know it's a circle. So that represents the womb. Coming down here, right? So from here, this is all the goodness in the inside. Book, and then coming down here, the canal, which is the spirit protecting the baby as it comes down the womb. But being encoded in the skin, already in the mind, that's why it's protecting
that's
the head.
You don't mess with clean leaf. Well, the Fonto.
So what they do, usually, they make you sign a birth certificate to take you off your throne.
Who's it for?
That hot pepper.
So they try to do your spirit versus reality. Spirit versus matrix.
Which is your soul. Your soul never leaves you. We think we go back to the soul when we still have the soul. We just partial soul. So we'll hear spirit and spiritual.
So would that mean, or at least this is how it's like processing in my mind?
Ah, process it. That's what it's supposed to.
So you're going through life until you die. So you are working on.
So you change.
Yeah. Energy never dies, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Transfer, transmute.
So you build your
building.
I'm
your
gonna
temple.
Shut up and I'm gonna
you're building your
no,
temple.
No, go ahead. Come on.
You're
come
building
on.
Your temple.
So
it's through temperature.
Yeah, you're basically building up until you have your full
colors. Mm-hmm. Colors.
Which is your chakras.
Yeah.
So you're moving up the rainbow.
If you're shocked by if you're shocked by 1 to 7, you'll be stuck in this one. Not only will you be stuck, you can go to 49 in your age and still got to hit your root chakra.
Because mm-hmm. now we're looking at what does the root represent. The root has a lot to do with stability.
Right here,
has Saturday. A lot to do Saturday. With, let's see, sex. Anxiety, depression. Sex has to do so with more of the...
sensual.
Which is
this,
the...
This is what they wrote because it's not our
the solar
language.
Plexus, though. Really? Sexuality and creativity.
See, that's why we're saying sensual.
Okay.
You won't know it until you see your senses.
Right.
How do you see yourself?
From the root. So how do you like somebody if you don't know? But then from the senses, you know that you want to get sexual with somebody. So it's levels to it, right?
That's how she just
from liking somebody, like, oh, I like them too. Ooh, I want to do something with them. It's two different.
What you doing?
That's why sex is the first.
So basically what he's explaining, so sensual will come from the root. So sensual is the knowing. It's like something that, like, is the trigger. It's like, oh, I like them.
Come through this week.
But then the solar plexus will be more of the actual physical because now you're actually, the sun comes to shine. So the sun comes to shine. The sun is Leo energy.
Like a night in dark.
So therefore, Leo has a lot of motherly, sexual energy. So therefore, they want to I do. Oh, no, it's I will, right?
I will.
So I will touch you that now that I like you.
Yeah. That's your aggressive side.
What's the difference between I do and I will?
So I do is more. All right. So let me explain it. So I will. Will is telling yourself. It's still the thought and I
like
will.
I have the will to do.
Like, right. The vision. Your tunnel visioning. I will. I see it. But then
also,
when you actually see it, and then you're like, oh, now let me walk to it. It's just the same thing of a verb and an adjective, sort of. Like, one, you're a verb is you're actually doing it. And then the will is the adjective
it.
Is like, mm-hmm. I'm explaining. I want to do this.
Or just
like the commitment that causes the do. So mm-hmm. we're talking about where you at from here, the root. Mm-hmm. Having the will be here, your emotion. This is the emotional body.
So what are these?
By the time you get to your emotions, let's look at it. This is the thickest amount. Green is the thickest amount. Why do I say that?
You say green is the thickest amount? Mm-hmm. Is it because...
Look at that. It's
like,
showing you. It's showing you.
Oh. My mom... What makes me think it's the thickest because it's in the middle.
No, it's like the base. It's like the chant thing you were saying. Because if
you
have your feet
on
the ground, both feet on the ground, then it's six. See, I'm getting it.
Sex, which has to do with love, which is the Leo, the mother. So,
it's not sex. It's see the X.
But I'm saying, see the X is still seeing the sex. That's the X completion. Y'all, you got to look from the black and white. That's how you listen.
It's not black and white. Stop doing
gray.
That.
Okay, you're right. Gray. The middle path.
My twin loves to give it two. We got to give it three.
Okay. But me saying it, I'm seeing it in the gray of why you're seeing it from the black and the white and summing it
this
up that you get it the aha
thing
moment.
Thing on earth. Gray matter in the brain. If you don't get it while you're sitting in it, you could be the most deadliest one. Out of the one who's saying extreme and the one who's saying non-extreme. That's why it's the deadliest one. Just like gray being green.
But even going like that is still, you getting it is the gray.
She got green on and she got gray. You got gray on, I got green on. That's how you start to see, not only is it here, it's everywhere. It's not something flat. When they put this here, it made it look like it's flat. Mm-hmm. Because that's the only way they can explain it to you. It's on a flat frame. But if you could go a little bit more out of that, 3D. Look at how the colors are, yes. Look at how the colors come around the body. You have an AU with Ra energy. So that's called aura. Your aura. AU is gold. So if you can't get past these two, it won't be a three for you.
So let me tell you why, though. Because the aura, the corona. So it's the eye. So when you get to the three, that's your third eye. So that's the sun's aura. So from here, in order to bask in that corona or the sun's aura, you get here. And now can the phone home connection from the sun to earth.
Yellow and red makes orange. Yellow and blue makes green. So they have to come back down. Even if you're on your high, you still got to come back down a little to see why you're saying you're on your high. Yeah. You can't say, oh, make sure I'm the only one. Nobody. You probably didn't see the other ones.
You were
it's
a
not
lot,
one, it's ones. Ones. So it's a oneness you're connecting to. Mm-hmm. So when you get up in here, you see how the stars up there now? Mm-hmm. There's no stars up there, is it? So once you hear, it's like a pyramid. Let's do a pyramid. That'd be a pyramid right there. And if it was a pyramid, it'd be going this way sideways. So this would be the highest, like you said, it's in the middle. There's your three, and there's your three.
Mm-hmm. So with that
there's
being...
your six, that's how they did it. There's your six, there's your six. He's in the middle, that's your seven.
With the red and the blue.
So he's really in the green without saying it.
Mm-hmm. Hey, yeah.
So...
it gets deep.
Come on.
So, would that be the same thing? So,
gracias.
Three and three with the picture that you were showing.
Yes.
So,
as above, so below. That's where you get the two. That's why it's a two. Yes. That's why it's a two in duality to have us thinking duwats. But it's also called tuwats, which is the feminine energy, the yoni. That's why we say see the X. If I can see the X, now I know what sexual is. Because we're not just sex, but we're sexual energy.
Because it's stimulation energy.
And that's sensual.
You know why, though? He said the stimulation is the thing because we said X. When we're looking at X, we're looking at, he said, the twa energy, right? So we're gonna say anything like that, right? So we're looking at the top of the head, which would be the clitoris. So therefore, that would be X completion. So that's where the stimulation, boom. Okay.
Climaxation.
Yeah.
Organ, yeah. Organized.
Mm-hmm.
That's
orgasm.
How you have an orgasm. Mm-hmm. That's all connected to your senses and how it explodes like all of these chakras. Now, it could be this small, but it could be wide as a football field.
So from like the Isis eye, so to like the eye, what did I just say in my head? I broke it down. I just said like the eye, third eye, right? From the senses, knowing all. And then sis is, which is the I do, which is the will to. So you now become with connected to that, your I, with your senses, is the I am. There, that's why you do. And it's your action. And but it's your aura of.
When you look at your mantras, all of these go back to 13. You have to have. This would be the symbolic connection to 13. Let's do it here. It'll be 7 on this side. Wait. It'll be 7 on this side, right? And 6 on that side. So if I say 7 on this side and 6 on this side, Mary is right there. Mm-hmm. Mary is the Virgo. If you marry, what do you say in a marriage? What did it, how do they make you take a vow? By saying what?
I do.
There you go. And so you're making a completion to the whole 13. We wouldn't know it. We're just going in the ritual. We say, yeah, I do. I do too. I don't know what you're doing. I don't know. I'm just doing it. So this connects to your matrimony, your ma'atrimony. Ma'at being masculine and feminine bonding. So your masculine and feminine bonding, they're the only two, is the woman and the man. There's no other woman in here. So this is how they made a Prince Hall effect, but made it a woman instead of one man with a bunch of women. They had to change this whole dynamic. So I got to figure out how to get in front of you. Do 1, 2, 3 in front of you and don't let you see it's in front of you, it's behind you.
I could be overthinking this.
Right.
But, so like the third eye thing, so socially, socially, quote, a typical family is mom, dad, child, or partner, child. So, I don't know how I'm trying to ask.
What's up, bro?
PG.
What's up?
True.
I came to get some lessons.
Oh, hell yeah.
Open my mind up.
Your third eye is here with the snake. Mm-hmm. That's what's not up here. But that will be there. This is how the brain is 24 hours, it's almost 23. Mm-hmm. So these are your nodes, how your brain opens up. How you talk back to yourself in 23 hours. Versus 24. Peace, brother.
You know why he said that? So he said,
which part? Wait, which part?
So the 23 versus the 24. Because when we're looking at 24, what
good,
is that? And
how you living, man? You good? 20,
like 20, you so 4 is 5, 6.
How are you, bro?
Going. So.
What's up, what's up?
What's up, man?
So the.
I'm happy you're here.
Yes.
I had to talk to you, too.
Okay. So from the 24, which is 4, 5, 6. So from the 6, from the 5 to the 6. 5 in numerology means to... Oh, wait, sorry. It's okay. 5 means to rely on religion. 6 is the X, like you said, completion. So instead of completing yourself, you want to rely on your third eye. Rely on your intuition, which is the solar plexus, the sensation of knowing, and then having the will to I do. And the third eye.
So, with the snake, well, the snake, several things. So, today, we see eyeliner, makeup, stuff like that, it's feminine. Where, and, like, waves, weaves, stuff like that. But back then, and with this,
they had it as
they
well.
They had eyeliner, they had a headdress or a wig.
Because it's showing us who we are.
Yeah.
So we are still the same people from back then, it's just in a different frequency. So from the crown to the root. So we went back down. Instead of staying in the highest, it was for to call in higher energy. It was the beauty, right. And, right, exactly.
I'm glad I didn't have to say nothing because I didn't know how to word that.
But the Gemini, I see. So I get what you're saying without even having to say it, because Gemini is the crown chakra. So the crown chakra, you get to the top.
Crazy on that drum.
What's up,
crazy. Hey, man. Yeah, that's about the swag there.
So what are these?
So,
or at least their version of their crystal.
Oh, so
like
a crystal, you are a crystal. Your energy that holds energy and your energy that gives off energy. And that is a crystal. So depending, a crystal in relation to another crystal, you guys are able to exchange energy or gain one, exchange energy. So I hope that answers, because they knew the crystal that gave them power, because they were the crystal. They were the crystal because they were masked in the brown, the carbon, which was the crystals. The crystals is a part of your brain, and the crystals is an oil that secretes down your spine to lubricate your pineal gland. So it doesn't calcify. Even if it does, it still has an opportunity to break through.
That's your 24 elders. So they said they sat in a seat. But the seat was, how he says it right here, Sandanda. But the Sandanda was the concept of Jesus. All of these are still the versions of Jesus. And his name is really Zoser in Mexico. And then you got Toph, you got Mercury, you got Quasicoto in Mexico. And
so these are all the same people, right?
Yes. So Abdul Quaduas.
So now check this out.
And
when he said
the areas, the location.
So when we're looking at this, what's that name you said?
Which one?
The one over here somewhere. You said somebody's Dodd sun dog. We had dog and saw in there. No, huh?
Which one?
It had a saw in the beginning. Saw, then it had like a.
What was the. What was
oh,
Zo. Oh, Sadanda.
Oh, yes. So the Sadanda, right? Sadanda saw, right? Being Leo energy, Sekhmet energy, because Sekhmet saw. Right? So Sekhmet. And I use the word Aletha. Aletha means the chosen one, the winged one, the elite one. So it's elite energy within yourself, right? So we got, what's the name? How do you say it? Sa, so that's that energy. And then Na, right, is still new, because A-E-I-O-U, the way you want to look at it, however the vowel, which is the actual sound that gives the letter that energy, and then Da as in father. So we still have the feminine masculine balance within you with the Na. That is the, so we already have the Holy Spirit, right? Yes, the Na, Da being father, holy, I mean, and we got the child being Na, right? Or the new being birth, Da being Dada, Sa being the mother, because Sekhmet Aletha. Sekhmet being the eye of Ra, the one who sent in the beginning of time. That's the mother, right? So that would be the same name as the Jesus or the Isis, which is the eye in Sus. The Sus, anytime you hear Sus, think of snake. So Kundalini energy coming from the spine or the root. Jesus had to do with the root or the feet. Pisces is the feet. Uh-huh. This is what we get the
shoe.
Mm-hmm. Or Yahshua, or they say Yahweh or something like that. So Yahweh is saying it's still your
sound.
But your Yahweh is still your will. So it's you, it's your way. So how do you, it's your universe, how do you balance your Trinity, which is the I, right? Because we just broke down this name being a person's name, yeah, which would represent you.
So do that breakdown.
And then that breaks down into the thrice great. But three,
yes,
is also still the one, because it's a triangle, it's a trinity. So that will be that. But then when we're looking at this, still the thrice great, this is still the trinity. So we're still thinking of Jesus in all of these things. Jesus as being the I in man, which is the will in man. That's why it is the will I am. William. Like Will Smith. And then we have his daughter Willow, as in Willow Peak. Because you got to know the peak of yourself, the Trinity, the crown of yourself. And then Willow, I mean, yeah, Willow. So that's like, even knowing the peak of yourself is knowing the mother in yourself. Because Willow, she is a, you know Willow Smith? So she is a woman. On top of that, Willow is like a Willow's Peak. They call it a cow's lip. So that is a V shape that still goes back to the Virgin Mary, the Eve, and all of that stuff. So we hear the thrice great, you have Thoth, right? You have Mercury. Mercury is ruled. So you know who Thoth is? So you know who I say? The writer. So you have the left eye of Ra and the right eye of Ra. I'm talking about the right eye of Ra. That right eye of Ra is Thoth. Right? So he has to do with thought. Right? Mercury rules the planet of communication.
Mm-hmm.
Now you see this. Okay. So.
But there's only a left eye right
now. The eye is the cow.
Mm-hmm. Which is the bull.
Oh.
That's why it's thought.
But bull, as it's a cow in the body, but all you see is the horns. The horns represent, it's on the head, meaning the bull in thought.
In the sky.
Mm-hmm.
So you think moon. How the moon has a waxing, waning. This is what you're looking at. The waning moon with the sun. So the cow represents Hathor. And we say Hathor like Hathor. So that's how you authorize by one who knows Christ. One who sees it by symbol. The bird is a bird's eye view. The cow is basically mowing on the earth.
Mm-hmm. So
it's green, connects back to the earth. So cow dung. So when the dung came out, you get actually like a beetle that pushes it. Now you got this beetle becoming Kephira. Mm-hmm. And that's a constant. That's how you see him, with the knowledge. Now you get knowledge from how you get here.
Why you get it on your head? So Khonsu was like one who now covers the head because of the locks like snakes. So it was like looking at lichen and body. If you covered your body, it's like now you're coveted of knowledge. So they say, what's your head wrap with? You ever heard of that? I know I ain't in either. I just finally got that later. But years before I saw that, and there she is. This would be the symbolic of like Nefertari. She's the big head scientist. She's the one with the actual, they had Moses with the two pillars. No, it was a feminine energy with the two pillars. And that's where they stole it. And at the same time, the Ankhs are coming back. The Ankhs are like Ankh-El. You have an Ankh-El or Ankh-El. So your Aquarius energy is how you balance yourself. So how would you balance yourself? It's not just two legs. You have, well, man has three legs, but we know it as Trinity. How does the Ankh become mother, father, and child? It's because of the left. Yes. Uncle and aunt. Aunt, right, is a connection to the aunt, the ancestor. The ancestor. That's cool. That's why the head is important. This is why Humpty Dumpty had a fall. We don't fall. It's an atum. And so he toned himself. Just like the word Yahweh is Yah, Wah. When you say Yah, Wah, you're actually saying that energy versus saying Jesus, God. God is neutral. God is natural. But we don't say God like we're saying neutral. Hey, God, help me. You're actually asking for some help. But that means I'm going to be neutral to you. And then you just, oh, thank God it happened. What? You're still making it a neutral feeling. And so we don't know what neutral is. Neutral goes back to here. Where, this is your neutral zone in your heart. So it could be the most deadliest if you don't have a heart to do certain things. You do it with an ambition of making money. Well, if you do it with an ambition of making money, thinking green, you're really thinking down here. Now, of course, they could give you colors like communication. That's blue. Whenever you look at blue, like you got on now, it starts at the throat. So now we see communication like up here. So as above, so below. This green is the grass. The sun is when it's rising up. When I start, it's going to be red, then it's going to go to orange, then it's going to go to yellow. Then when it goes back down, it's going to go from yellow to orange and red. So that's how you see it as a three, but it's really a six. So we're working with the sex six energy here. So it may marry a part of September, which is nine, and Virgo energy. So this house, six and seven. Seven is to go zigzag back up to the pineal gland, pituitary. Once you open up, now you can start seeing things. First, it was that 31, like 13. 31 is your spine. So when you go up to 32, is where this is at. But you can die here like a brain freeze. But now if you gain momentum and slow yourself down and get your heart rate not to be, I'm gonna panic. No, you want to just breathe through it. The pranayama, that's breathing from down here and not up here. This is called cardiac arrest. So if you breathe down here, you can now make that eight relate. And now you can open up the circulation in the body.
Okay.
And that's why these are flying. These are astronauts. This is where they got their astronaut thought from. Good.
Okay, so you know he's just explaining? Okay.
It's processed.
So what he just explained is, maybe in a simpler form, when we're sitting here conversating and the way the energy works, at first you was like, I don't know. You was in the root, unsure. But you know, you don't know that you know. You only know what you know until you start opening up your crown. So that serpent energy rising, because as you started coming from the root as I don't know, you started to get more comfortable, like, oh, in the moon. And then you hit this without even saying anything to me. And I'm like, that's it. You're now hitting each chakra. You're going up the fire, the flame. So now you can actually talk and speak it, you know, and then not even speak it in your crown chakra, confirmation. So it's just like, no, for real. But in simpler terms, he's talking about you and you going up and we getting excited and we're like, ah, yeah, but you have to breathe so he can astro travel and keep going with you, where I get super excited and then I'm like, ah, yeah.
Out of breath?
And then I just...
Is that you breathing?
That's in the matrix. And then I got to start back up again. When I have to control the breath, because I am the breath, because I'm the spirit. I'm a Gemini, and I'm the Mercury. I'm the messenger. So I have to be able to master that breath in order to give you the message and even simplify it from he's explaining this from the books, but I see it coming from me being a projector heretic. So I am you. So I'm sitting there like, oh, I get it why he's saying this. So let me tell you why he's saying this, because, you know.
That's the perception. And we get different perceptions. So the angles can be different, so you can still relate as 8. Why 6 girls 7? That's a question. 7, 8, 9. 9 is divine. How you sit at your alignment like a spine. Not spineless, but now spine alignment. See that straight line? From line to curves. So the feminine was the connection to our nerves. But yet, this is separated. This is still 8, separated from here. But this is mama and daddy and you. That's how you connect. Mm-hmm. But this is when you was a smaller version. And you had a smaller version one side and a smaller version this side. But when that connect, that's your lionesses. So when they came, that's where your kneel, align, kneel. That's where this Daniel David conversation came from. It was right here. Dan is Edan. So Eden. If you know what you eat, like the belly of the beast, we know that mother gives out like the mark of the beast. But it wasn't a mark on the beast. It was an M with an arch on the beast.
The way you just said that, I just fucking thought about, because I have a cousin, his nickname is Neil, right? So I'm thinking about the family, how it goes down, yeah, whatever like that.
My name too.
But his real name is Cornelius. So Cornelius, coming from the indigenous, the Kemetic people, they had the corn that was
that was
red or brown. Here. And that was maize. What you was explaining. Yes, that was, yes. That's but yes, corn. But I love it how it tells out in the
in everything.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's the projector.
So, I'm going to go where she was saying. We are descendants of ancient Atlanteans, along with other indigenous brothers of the South Pacific. Our civilization stretched from Sumer to Kemet to Ethiopia to Vietnam, which is Cambodia, and mythical lands of Atlantis. The ancient, what we know as Moors, are known in history as the Ancient Ones, not one. We are descendants of the ancient tribe of Shem, Cam. When they took the Ham in front of us, they took the K out. The K is a representation of the H. That's why they separated.
ET connection, the spirit connection they took out.
Kush.
ET, yep. Fun, look at her. There you
Kush,
go.
Mizraim, Moab, Sheba, which is Sa and Ba, Saba, and Judah, which is Yehuda or Yahudi. Moors are also Mandan, Shoshone, Nez Perce, and the list goes on. As when we look at our indigenous side over here, we were speaking Arabic, and that is why some of the Arabic words are still here. Tala Hasi. Ta'ala Hasi. God of the glorified. So they were saying Tallahassee.
Allah.
Yes.
God.
Has Allah right in between.
I got a question. Do you think the vibration, the, let's say the different languages, do you think they are said that way based on the projection of the sun? Like, if you were in closer to the sun, you have a more faster language, shorter, like whatever, yeah, like that. Yeah. But then, where if you're further from
that's
the sun,
lingo.
It's more slower.
That's the lingo. Okay. That's how we knew were we colonized or not. That's how patois got put in. We know it from Carib and the Carib conversation to our island brothers who were speaking Pidgin tongue. And it had that connection. So if I look at even like this one, Washington, it became Washington. But it's Satan, the devil.
You said
Washington. They made it Washington. So like Alabama, it was Alabama. To change it, was I see what y'all got, But I gotta downsize that. So now it can be domesticated. So now I can say y'all wild. Y'all don't have a higher nobility. You're all coming from this lower nobility. So the shortness was to be like cut my hair off. It was to be like to bald my hair.